Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. I am super excited to be with you tonight. I'm kind of sneaking in tonight with a quick show. I'm just talking about the question that I have been asked multiple times over and over again, and it's, Leanne, what are you going to be up to in 2015 anyway? And so I wanted to take just a few minutes and share with my listeners here at Walk Your Talk with Leanne what it is I am going to be up to this year in 2015. You know, every year at the end of the year, I take some time and I reflect back upon my previous year, and then I look forward to the year ahead and start strategizing, planning, and preparing for my future year. A couple of weeks ago here on Life Coach Radio Network, I interviewed several coaches here on my radio program as we reflected, looked back at lessons learned, and decided how each one of us wanted to step forward into 2015. And it was such a fabulous show, and I really enjoyed my time with all of these various amazing coaches. So I want to encourage you, that is podcasted, and you can find it on Life Coach Radio Network, as well as Blog Talk Radio under Walk Your Talk with Leanne, A Year in Review. And so I want to invite you to do that as well. And, you know, as we were chatting, all of us coaches, I was just so encouraged by each life that was represented. And I was really challenged myself to dig a little bit deeper into 2015 and figure out what it is I really wanted. And so I started searching around the internet for a fabulous planner, and I found just that. And I'm super excited. I got my planner in the mail. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, you saw that I got my colored markers so I can start marking up my planner and do all my strategizing. And the planner that I chose for this year is called Tools for Wisdom. And I chose the real mosaic, fun, colored planner because those of you who know me well know that I love color. I love shapes and sizes and different perspectives. And this planner really exuded that to me. And so I went to my local store, got some tabs today, and it is all tabbed up and ready to go for my planning. And, you know, as I was looking at this, and I've shared this planner now with several colleagues as well as clients of mine, and all of them have been very inspired by some of the items within this planner. And so we're going to touch on that a little bit, but I did want to share with you some key passions of mine. Those of you who have been following me for a while, thank you so much for listening in. And those of you who are new to my program, I certainly warmly welcome you into 2015. I have been doing radio now for a year and a half. I am absolutely loving it. The opportunities that I have had to meet authors and speakers, coaches, therapists, oh my goodness, local weathermen, local artists, young teens who are making a difference, you name it. I've had them here on my show, and they've incredibly blessed my life. And all of my shows, like I said, are archived, so you can tune back and listen to any one of those. And I want to offer you up my website, because oftentimes I get so excited here on the radio that I forget to give my contact information. And again, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach here at Legacy Now Lived. I am located in Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is in the northern area of New Mexico, north of Santa Fe. And we love it up here in our mountain town. We live in what is called the Secret City here in Los Alamos. It is where the Manhattan Project was birthed, and a lot of creative innovations are made here each and every day with the National Lab. You can reach me by telephone at 505-412-1817, and you can also reach me on my website, which is www.thewalkyourtalkcoach.com. I have a lot of different aspects to my coaching. One of my heart cries and my passions is reaching out to and serving the adoption community. Those of you who know me well know that I am an adoptee. I have been very, very blessed to be in relationship with both my adoptive family and my biological family. I have experienced incredible richness in being involved with both families and consider myself extremely fortunate to be able to have relationship and communication, not only with them, but also with the foster family that took care of me the first 3 months of my life before I entered into my forever family. And so I am incredibly inspired this year to empower, educate, and connect all of us who have been impacted by adoption. I kind of look at myself as one of many team builders within the tapestry of adoption who seek to join together the three unique threads in what I like to call the tapestry. There are many of us who are kind of tired of living in the adoption closet, hiding our stories, hiding our feelings, our thoughts, and our emotions surrounding adoption and our journeys. And I really truly believe that together we can discover and change the way that we do and view adoption so that dignity, conscious choice, and connection are woven together with honor, truth, and grace into each of our lives. Because then truly we are able to create a legacy now lived for generations to come. For those of you who don't know, I am also a new grandmother. We had the pleasure of being introduced to our lovely new grandson, Aiden Jacob, on October the 8th of this past year. And he is just such a delight and the love of all of our lives. And this is a lot of the reason he is why I do the work that I do. My desire is that future generations in my family never have to ask the questions about medical history, about where they came from, about who their ancestors are, about family traits, coincidences, and quirks that are so incredibly important as we walk into our best lives, as we frame our identity, and as we view the world around us. And so my desire for each and everyone involved in the tapestry of adoption is for them to be able to connect their values, their lives, their identity, their past, and their futures all together into a beautiful picture that helps them to create the life that they want to live. So this team that I want to build will actively serve the adoption community so that no one, be it a birth mom or dad, an adoptive mom or dad, any adoptees or relatives of these lovely people would ever feel alone or helpless. The future is going to hold a hope for each of us to preserve and grow our families, like I said, with that dignity, support, resources, honor, respect, and love. I like to call it a conscious adoption approach. It's complete with transparency and wellness for our adoption tribe. And any of you out there listening to this program who have been impacted by adoption, have questions, thoughts, or comments, or would like to explore this further, I invite you to reach out to me at thewalkyourtalkcoach@gmail.com. via email with any questions or thoughts, because I really do want to connect with this community. I want to be of service. I am providing programs, free coaching opportunities within the tapestry, and a tremendous amount of resources that we are going to be putting together to help reach the healthcare workers in and around New Mexico and our surrounding state area right out of the get-go. And then beyond that, we would like to see different programs that would be able to reach every household that so desires them to get the support and encouragement that this community so richly desires and deserves. I often look at the adoption community as one that is being completely underserved. And I say that based on the research that I have done and the interviews that I have done these past couple of years, chatting with various members in the adoption constellation who have been impacted and who have battled and fought and even danced around their stories of adoption and really would like and desire answers, everything from open birth records to open medical records, to identifying information. Some of us want connection with our biological families, and some would like more information, but each one of us searches in our very own way. So part of seeing this dream realized is I have started a project here in my local community to start interviewing and doing some research with those who have been impacted by adoption. I am putting together a film project, a little documentary that will help to serve this community to kind of dispel the myths and mysteries surrounding adoption so we are free and open to be able to connect and talk about the important issues that we all face. We have such a desire here to raise and grow healthy families. And, you know, I know those of you who are listening feel the same way. It's incredibly important. And unfortunately, oftentimes within the adoption constellation, there can be addictions, there can be abuses, there can be tremendous questions that lead to low self-esteem, that lead to different codependency issues, eating disorders, suicide, you name it. This community is no different than a community at large that is plagued with these challenges. And oftentimes, our challenges have a little bit of an exclamation point on them due to the fact our original family situation was disrupted in some way. And so while there are very many beautiful threads in the tapestry of adoption, there are also threads that cause confusion and a tremendous amount of questions and some identity stuff. And so I am not afraid to talk about those things. And part of my mission this year is to be speaking around the country regarding these topics, encouraging others to really lean in and listen to the different challenges, the myths, the mysteries, the beauty, and the not-so-beautiful parts of adoption inside the church, outside the church, inside our homes, and outside of our homes. And part of that mission is going to lead me to Boston. This coming March, I will be joining the American Adoption Congress, the International Convention in Boston this March, and where I will be a guest speaker providing a workshop on what is unmanageable is unmentionable. And so for those of you who are within the tapestry of adoption, that sounds interesting to you, I invite you to look up the American Adoption Congress on the web and find out more about this upcoming conference. It's going to be incredibly fabulous, and all are welcome to attend that. Some other things going on in my world is I am hoping to speak at a couple more conferences and do some local showings of adoption films that are currently been produced and are showing. And so that is also coming up here for New Mexico and Colorado. Another thing that's going on for me is I'm looking for grants. I would like to continue to provide complimentary coaching for this community as long as I can. And in order to be able to do that, I would love for some grant opportunities. So if any of my listeners know about any grants, please reach out to me with that information as well. I am also looking for upcoming radio guests. I like to plan my guests for the year quite a bit of time in advance so we can do some promotion. The guests and myself can get to know each other a little bit, and we can provide the best value and the best service to our listeners here on Life Coach Radio Network. So if you know somebody in this world who is really walking their talk, living their legacy, living full out, please have them reach out to me, or you may nominate them on my website, and I will get in touch with them, and I thank you greatly for your help in this area. Another thing that I'm working on this year is a new certification. I am super excited to be part of the Core Wellbeing team here at the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. I have such an incredible, strong desire to bring wellness coaching into the adoption community, as well as for cancer survivors. I currently do coach both of those beautiful communities and want to grow my skills. And so to stay true to my branding and my vision and my values, I need to keep learning too. I truly believe that if we are not learning, then we are just dying on the vine. And so I am currently in this program. I'm going to be offering tremendous opportunities to my current clients as well as future clients for some amazing assessment tools that I will be trained in and offering, as well as some dynamic wellness coaching to really once and for all let go of those blocks that hold you back from stepping in to the life that you are created to live. I've got another thing going on this year. My word of the year. If you've been listening to me anytime at all, you know that I love to pick a word each year. My year word for this year is collaboration. And I am seeking other coaches, healthcare professionals, and other people who have a very similar vision to mine to reach out and serve in a collaborative effort. That could be teleclasses, webinars, live speaking engagements, and different workshops in order to be of complete service to our community at large. You know, we have an opportunity here to really be of service, to share the wisdom and knowledge that we have come to know. And, you know, my life has not been without struggles. I have walked many different roads, fallen many times, and gotten back up just as many. And through that process, I have learned that it's okay to hold up a mirror to your life and don't be afraid to look in it. Do some self-examination, because that's when we can really focus in and reflect on the journey behind us, the journey that we're presently walking in, and the journey that's ahead of us. When we can start to look at what is urgent and important in our lives, what we need to accomplish that can't be postponed, what our top values are, and how we can better align our lives with what we matter most, that's when impact happens, and that's when our lives change in a very sustainable way. So if you'd like to collaborate, please reach out to me as well. And again, my number is 505-412-1817. You can also find me on the web, on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, as well as the Life Coach Radio Network's website. And so I encourage you to check all of that out and meet my fellow colleagues there. Another area that I'm going to be stepping out into this year is energy leadership book studies. The founder of IPEC, Bruce Schneider, put together this fabulous book on energy leadership, and it is an amazing book to walk through with those perhaps in a mastermind group, in a small corporation, or a group of like-minded individuals who are very ready to take leadership of their own lives as well as those they influence at a very serious level. And so that's going to be going on for me this year, as well as multiple workshops. I've got Taking Out Your Emotional Trash. I have another one that is called Who Switched Off My Brain. That's a 6-week workshop series that will be coming up. I have another one that's super fun and I'm very excited about, and it's called Off to See the Wizard. And that is a 5-week study that we're going to be doing together in workshop format, seminar format, that is going to be focused key areas in our lives based on, you got it, The Wizard of Oz, one of my most favorite musicals that has ever been made. So those are just a few things going on for the Walk Your Talk Coach. I also have, like I had shared earlier, some free groups for birth families, adoptive families, and adoptees. I will be starting some complimentary coaching in group format via teleconferencing, and please reach out to me if that is an interest of yours. We will be going through the 4 different energy blocks that do prevent us from stepping forward in our relationships. We oftentimes can build walls instead of bridges. And so we're going to work together as a team, as a group, and break down those walls and start building bridges in all of our relationships. So I encourage you to reach out to me for that as well. We also here at Life Coach Radio Network have an amazing opportunity, a new initiative that is going to be starting here very shortly that I'm excited about. I am collaborating with several coaches on this initiative. We are going to be launching this officially on Valentine's Day. So I really want you to mark your calendars, save the date, and get ready to start sharing with us all about this initiative. We are super excited. So what we are going to be talking about is sharing love, one love, one people, a real sharing initiative to start paying it forward to each person that we come into contact with. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that are truly bubbling up for many people that cause them a tremendous amount of stress. We have seen a lot of world challenges. We've seen challenges here in the United States, individual states, cities, and ultimately in our homes. So this current message that we're going to be taking to the masses is one love, one people. Spreading kindness one act at a time. And so we're going to ask you to join the movement with us and take a 10-day challenge and then pay it forward and invite your friends to do the same. And so please stay tuned to Walk Your Talk with Leanne as well as Life Coach Radio Network for more information fast up and coming regarding this lovely initiative. I am super excited about it. There are several of us coaches who have been working on this and planning it for you. And we just are really excited to have you jump in with us. So that's kind of about it with upcoming for 2015 for the Walk Your Talk Coach. You know, I am still going to come live to you at least 2 times every month. Lord willing, it will be the first and third Thursday of the month. This month has been a little goofy for me. We've had a lot of things going on. Illnesses and a lot of travel and a lot of business building and strategic planning going on. And so I've missed you on Thursdays. So I do want to invite you onto my next radio program, which is going to be on Thursday, February the 5th. And I'm going to be joined by my friend Woody Haken. And Woody is the founder of Wounded Child Coaching. And you're not going to want to miss this show. We're going to hear about Woody's journey, about his stepping forward, realizing his identity, and then ultimately helping others to do the same. He's exploding all over social media. He is working feverishly to serve the community of those who have been mistreated. That wounded child heart. So he is meeting you right where you are with an incredible core message of truth and hope, identity, reconciliation, and response. So I invite you to join us then. Please stay tuned for the times. We totally haven't firmed up a time. More than likely, it will be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the 5th of February. So again, I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this funny little commercial here from my studio at Life Coach Radio Network. I wanted to take some time and fill you in because so many people have asked me and they want to know what is cooking in my hopper. And so until next time, I wish you well. I wish you a lovely walk into 2015 boldly. You know, here we are on the third, where are we? We are in the almost into the fourth week of January, and I'm sure many of you set different goals and resolutions. How you doing with that? How's it working? Experiencing a challenge? I encourage you to never give up because you never know what's on the other side of the choice that you're about to make. Until next time, this is Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. I am so incredibly privileged that you chose to tune in and listen today. I wish you well. God bless. And step into your legacy now lived.